It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five. Let's go. Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
One person in custody after a vehicle was driven into the entrance of the Woodfield Mall this afternoon. It was all caught on video.
Stop driving!
Yo, this is not happening right now. What the f***? Oh my God.
Kevin Spain witnessed the incident.
I mean, you know how many times people have said this, told this story, but you see your life flash before your eyes and immediately call your loved ones. But, yeah, it was completely unexpected, and I think a lot of people weren't on guard for it because unless it's in front of you, you're not thinking of it. But we're conditioned now to hear and see things like that and immediately react as if it's some sort of nefarious act or shooter situation. But, yeah, it was pretty surreal, and it was, I say surreal, but as soon as the noises happened, everybody was, like, immediately alert and awake and knew exactly what the top was at.
That's from our sister station, WGN-TV, an interview with Joe Donlan right there.
Can only imagine people inside that mall at that time when an SUV starts driving through the area, the concourse where the stores are and the kiosks and everything.
You wonder if there's explosives. Or
you don't know what's next.
Yep, exactly. Very checking sad. In at
number four.
2,200 nurses at the University of Chicago Medical Center have walked off the job. Contract negotiations are stalled. One of the sticking points has been staffing. National Nurses United says that nurses have filed more than 1,700 complaints detailing staffing problems since January of 2017. Talisa Hardin, who is a striking nurse, says she never thought she'd be in this position.
A lot of my coworkers had such a hard time leaving this morning, walking away from their patients. Our PICU nurses, our NICU nurses, seeing their patients that they've been caring for months, taken away from them. Just the feeling of working at a place that you thought had high regard for you and feeling like now they don't. You know, it's really hard to come here and give your all day in and day out and not feel appreciated. And that's pretty much how we're all feeling. So as we feel unappreciated by the medical center, we're finding strength in each other, and it's beautiful.
I have tremendous respect for nurses.
They do everything.
They do.
They really
do. Having spent some time in a hospital with a loved one this summer, I just appreciate the work they do. I hope this comes to a peaceful resolution.
Quick
resolution.
Yeah. There's nothing. It is really a very, whenever you have a hospital strike, it's a gigantic problem. Gigantic problem. And other strikes tend to be inconveniences. But these are... Mm-hmm. You know, very, 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 very bad. And you wonder, how does the union and the administration get so far apart that they can't continue the conversation?
I know. And then there's a lockout, so 5 days now they won't be returning to work because they had to hire backup nurses for a period of 5 days.
Well, I wish everybody the best.
Hope it gets resolved.
And the families of those who are in the hospital the best under these circumstances. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, Kim, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
The man accused of brutally attacking a woman on the DePaul campus this summer was in court today. We'll have the details coming up.
Monday night, the Chicago Bears, they're on WGN-TV. The reigning NFC North champs battle Washington. Is that correct?
Yep.
Bears
are you wondering? They are the NFC North champs, yes.
Okay, good. Fact check there. Bears, Redskins, Monday Night Football is on WGN-TV. Kickoff Monday at 7.
Yeah, there you go. So you get a local station. It's the Monday Night Football is on the ESPN, but ESPN has a cable.
Oh, okay.
So what they did is, for years now, the contract stipulates that the home teams, the home and the away team, the two main teams, because there's only two teams in a football game, generally, that a local television station get those games as well.
And sometimes just half a team, like our game against Green Bay.
Oh.
She's back.
Ouch. Oh, I see what you did there.
Ouch.
It could be weird, though. You don't think of, Channel 9 for football. I feel like Jack Brickhouse will be doing the game with Cop or something.
It's so hard to figure out where everything is. That's the issue.
Right.
But now you know. WGN-TV.
Jack and Cannon goes back. He's weird. way back in the day.
That's right, Dak.
Gale Sayers, good draft choice, 65.
We're going to do a podcast, Richard and I, as a Brick and Cup.
Oh, that'd be, from the that, 1960s. That'd be obscure. That'd be obscure.
That's right, Dak. All right, no one will understand. No
boy,
one, no
ooh, brother. Hey,
there's nobody who knows how to find a podcast that would know what that was.
They'd be like, a what? Who? A who now?
All right, checking in at
number three.
Well, I gotta get drunk, Lord. I can't stay sober. There's a lot of good people in town. They love to hear me holler.
Ken Burns, our friend, notes that George Jones is notably missing from his 16-hour country music documentary that is playing this week and next week on PBS. Although Burns is thankful both that so many legends are in the film and that they shared their opinions.
We have Loretta, and she's unbelievable. We have Merle, and we've lost Merle, and Merle is like Zeus in our film. We have Willie. You know, they wanted to make sure we were going to do, you know, Merle said, you got to do Jimmy Rogers. You got to do the Maddox Brothers and Rose. You got to do Bob Wills. And Willie is saying, you got to do Bob Wills, and you got to do Ernest Tubb.
Now, Ken Burns.
Your friend.
Yes. We have a podcast with him. We talked to him earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Their podcast is up at WGNRadio.com.
Awesome.
He is absolutely amazing. Now, what is also amazing to me is that as a guy who isn't, you know, like country music now is like suburban pop, as they like to call it.
That's true.
It's pretty, it's pretty mainstream. It's got a lot of rock and blues riffs to it. But you learn how that happened.
Oh, interesting.
In this documentary. And it's a documentary that often, you know, we look at country music as maybe a dividing line in America between red and blue states. He finds a way, Ken Burns does, to explain why this musical genre should unite all of us.
Okay. Mm.
Really cool.
Sounds
really
deep.
Really, really cool.
There's a lot of it now. We were out about a month or so ago, and there was a country band playing, and they were really good, but every song was the same. The guy in a pickup truck who's got, you know, American beer and Thank You for the Troops. There's always somewhere in the middle of it, too.
It's all right.
They're fine. They're good songs. Yep. But you're right. Suburban pop, is that what you said there?
Yeah,
that's a good description.
How it's being described.
Number two.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Bill Belichick spoke to the media ahead of the Patriots game against the Jets, in which the Patriots are 21-point favorites.
Well, they just won 43-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Now, Antonio Brown, though, is no longer with the team.
He is not. He just tweeted 19 minutes ago, just got fired on Friday. That's today.
He's not dead.
He also posted a picture and said, if I'm not lying, I'm flying.
I
but he's kind
that.
Of like flying in the air, so it's like, so you're lying?
Are you flying or
yeah,
lying?
I'm confused.
Antonio.
Are you drinking or thinking? I don't know. What is it, Antonio Brown? Well, Belichick, though, was peppered with questions from the media about the Antonio Brown situation. He didn't want to talk about it.
As far as your work with Antonio in football, do the off-field accusations, allegations complicate your ability to coach him, your feelings about him personally?
Yeah, when we work on football, we work on football.
Coach, can you just talk a little bit about Antonio Brown's role this weekend?
No, I'm not going to get into that.
How important is the behavior off the field?
Everything's important.
Jerry, was there ever a point where some off-field stuff is enough?
Okay.
Is enough?
So, yeah. That's, yeah, I'm good. Okay, thank you.
I love the Belichick press conferences. Yep, nope.
Like, what did he expect? I mean, come on.
But he always has.
Yeah,
he always
he's
does
ridiculous.
That. He does that all the time.
It just would have been great if he just said, guys, the owner of our team went to a strip mall in the playoffs.
That was okay. This is not.
You think I can't focus?
Checking in.
Number one.
Shia LaBeouf, who is no stranger to stupid situations, claims that he got kicked out of a hotel for stealing chicken from the meeting of billionaires.
What?
The Bilderberg meeting of billionaires.
Oh.
Where the Koch brothers, well, one brother, and George Soros were present. LaBeouf recalled the story, which took place while the actor was filming Fury. Oh, maybe both the Koch brothers were there then. During an appearance on the Complex show Hot Ones.
They were having some fancy meeting at one of our hotels, and they had all this chicken. Me and Bernthal were sitting on this couch one day, and we were hungry, and Bernthal's like, oh, don't worry, we'll eat when we get there. And I just figured, nah, we're just going to get this chicken. So I beelined it for the chicken. He saw the security coming, and he just, like, ducked out.
John Bernthal, he's talking about an actor.
Wait, it goes from there.
Yeah, so I grabbed a couple chickens and then walked out. And as I'm walking out, security's like, what do you think you're doing? And I turned around. I was like, well, I'm part of this meeting. I'm just getting my chicken. Everybody's getting chicken. Relax. And he's like, you know, this is like the Bilderberg meeting. And like the Koch brothers are in there. George Soros. It's like a wild group of people. And like, I'm just walking around with chicken in my hand, you know? So it's f***ing ridiculous. But yeah, somebody in the meeting was like, shh, and then they kicked me out.
Yeah.
That's one of the more explainable logical moments in Shia LaBeouf's life.
I would like to know why the To Catch a Predator music was playing.
That's what I'm exactly right. It's like, you know, the chicken.
Very dark.
And then we took the chicken. Shia LaBeouf, didn't he overturn the entire Walgreens on Michigan Avenue at one point?
There was something very weird that
happened
there.
He got arrested in the Chicago and Michigan Walgreens. He had a few incidents.
Amazing actor.
Yeah, well, all right.
The top five at five.